Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist On Calls. My name's James McLean.
And I'm Damon Cox. On this week's show, we're in a dreamy mood with some dream-related tunes. We start with a very appropriate way with I'll See You In My Dreams, played by the man who made it his signature tune. Yes, it's Hubert Selby. And he's playing the Paramount Organ Studios Compton in Bolton.
A lively opening from Hubert Selby there. Time to slow things down now with a double dream. Robert Wolfe is at the Firsford Collection Wurlitzer as he plays the 1944 tune which was written by Johnny Mercer called Dream. This is followed by I Can Dream, Can't I, which was made popular by the Andrew Sisters. Thank you.
Lush sounds from the Firsford Wurlitzer. Archibald Joyce was a light music composer who was famous for writing waltzes, and in 1911 he wrote Dreaming, which has firmly become a theatre organ favourite. Richard Hills will demonstrate that now as he plays Dreaming at the Dolby House Studio Organ in Holbeach.
Richard Hills there, Dreaming with Archibald Joyce. Leroy Anderson was a composer of light music and was well known for his descriptive pieces. Forgotten Dreams was written in 1945 and went on to be one of Leroy Anderson's biggest hits. So here is Forgotten Dreams being played by Nicholas Martin at the Turner's Wurlitzer.
Thank you.
lovely playing from Nick Martin. The British drama film called While I Live is best remembered for its theme music, which is entitled The Dream of Olwen. The song was written by Charles Williams in 1947, but for now it's going to be played by Joseph Seal at the ABC Kingston Wurlitzer.
Dramatic lyrical music from Joseph Seal. Dreaming a Little Dream of Me was written in 1931 and has been recorded over 60 times. One of those 60 is David Hamilton, who's playing the Gaumont Bradford Wurlitzer.
Thank you.
David Hamilton playing the free man you'll go Mont Bradford Wurlitzer. Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical success, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, came to the public in 1970. One of the hit tunes in the production is called Any Dream Will Do. John Bowdler is at the console of the Tower Bar in Blackpool with his version of Any Dream Will Do.
Lovely sounds from the Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer. Vic Hammett is up next, playing the Granada Tooting Wurlitzer with another song written in 1931. The song was made famous by Bing Crosby and it's called Wrap Up Your Troubles in Dreams.
Thank you.
Lovely sounds from the Granada tooting. Time for one more track, and like last week, we end where we started, the Paramount Organ Studios in Bolton. This time, owner and organist Ron Curtis is at the console with another Bing Crosby hit from 1938, I've Got a Pocket Full of Dreams.
Lively sounds from Ron Curtis at Bolton. I'm afraid that's all we have time for this week.
If you'd like to get in contact with us, visit organistoncalls.wordpress.com and click on the Contact Us tab and follow the steps on there. Next week, we travel back to the end of last year as we recap some of the highlights of David Gray's concert at the mighty Southampton Guildhall Compton. So from me, Damon Cox, it's goodbye.
And goodbye, James McLean.
Take care.